Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, February 4th, 2026. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:24 reveals a profound theological truth. Marriage is a gift of companionship and also a covenant that reflects God's own heart for reconciliation. The verse says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. This statement, given before sin entered the world, provides a picture of unity, loyalty, and love rooted in God's own nature. Even after the fall, this design becomes a shadow of the greater story God would write through redemption in Christ. At the heart of Genesis 2:24 is covenant, an unbreakable promise between two people, modeled after God's faithfulness to his creation. When a man leaves his parents, it symbolizes a transition into a new covenantal relationship. This leaving is not rejection, but redirection. It marks a change in allegiance and priority. Spiritually, it mirrors how humanity, through salvation, leaves behind the old life of sin to be joined to Christ in a new covenant of grace. Just as a husband and wife unite as one flesh, believers are united with God through faith, becoming one with Him in spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:17. The command to hold fast carries the image of clinging or binding together, an act of steadfast love and faithfulness. This reflects the divine nature of God, who never abandons his people even when they wander. In marriage, this holding fast becomes a visible demonstration of God's unwavering commitment to reconcile and restore. The union of two lives becoming one flesh embodies not only intimacy, but also forgiveness and grace, the very elements that define God's covenant with his people. Thus, Genesis 2:24 points forward to the gospel itself. What began in Eden as the joining of man and woman finds ultimate fulfillment in Christ's union with his church. God's design for marriage serves as a living illustration of his plan to reconcile humanity to himself. A relationship founded on covenant love